Monday, October 28th, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwine. North Dakota health officials say three people have been diagnosed with meningococcal meningitis in the past couple of months. The North Dakota Department of Health says two cases have been confirmed by lab tests. Meningococcal meningitis is rare in North Dakota and in the United States. Before this year, the last case reported in the state was 2014. From ValleyNewsLive.com, the man that destroyed the Addis Israel Synagogue in Duluth this last September has been sentenced to 90 days in jail. Matthew Amiot was sentenced on Friday after he pleaded guilty last month to negligent fire charges. On top of the 90 days in jail, he'll also have 192 hours of community service. A Minot man has been sent to prison for 3 years for stealing a Bobcat skid steer loader from the Ward County Highway Department. 30-year-old Michael Schell must also serve 3 years of probation and pay more than $1,100 in court costs for stealing the skid steer, valued at $80,000 last January. According to a study done by the U.S. Census Bureau, North Dakota has one of the highest 65 and over populations living in rural areas. North Dakota checks in at 46.5%, well above the 22% average. Minnesota's rate comes in at 32%, while South Dakota comes in at 36%. Vermont has the highest 65 and over population living in rural areas at 65%. A Devil's Lake man charged with discharging a firearm during a gun show in Bismarck has been fined and placed on probation after entering a guilty plea. 71-year-old Eugene Saramgard pleaded guilty to a charge of discharging a firearm in city limits. Municipal Judge William Severin ordered him to pay $500 in fines and fees and placed him on unsupervised probation for a year. That's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.